previously on Corporate Homie.
I did 75 hard, and then we actually ended up having a couple of homies reach out in the Corporate Homie box asking if we would do an episode on 75 hard. 75 hard is a challenge that was created by Andy Frisella.
So, you know, the million-dollar question that all the homies want to know is, did you lose any weight?
On today's episode of Corporate Homie, we're just going to use this episode to talk a little bit about where we've been.
If you're not uncomfortable to make a move, that's not the right move, right?
We just decided to turn down the Corporate Homie fire to a little bit of a simmer.
We've been gone, but we're going to come out strong. Hey, homies.
We're back.
Woo, woo. We miss y'all.
Man, we have been gone a minute.
More. Forever and ever, amen.
An
Forever
hour.
A day.
Right. We meant to take a little bit of break. We did not mean to take this large of a break, but we are happy, glad, and excited to be back in the building.
Red Bull excited.
Red Bull excited. And we've been hearing from you. So first, we just want to say thanks, homies. We have really felt the love while we've been on our recording hiatus. We're just going to use this episode to talk a little bit about where we've been. But thank you for all of the emails, the DMs, the text messages. Asking.
Even in person. I mean, right. I've seen people out. They're like, hey, when y'all recording? Where y'all been?
The episodes, yeah. I must say. For not only the love, checking to see if we're okay, but also for the push to remind us why we do this and that we're fortunate enough to have you guys ride on the journey with us. So we just wanted to jump back in and just tell you.
I feel like we should be playing like the Welcome Back Cotter music.
Welcome back.
Thinking MC Light, where the hell you been?
Make me want to ask, where the hell you been?
That's Queen Latifah, but I'm with you.
All right, I want to be down remix. That's make you want to ask. No, it's MC Light's verse.
Yes, but it's the Queen Latifah song. Yeah.
No, it's the Brandy song. I want to be down remix. Yes, we're gonna have James find that. That's right.
James, let us know who's right, brother. There's a debate.
Exactly. Okay, so I'll go first. So one of the things when we first took the break and wanted to take a little bit of a hiatus, we were probably like many of you, just experienced some pandemic fatigue and realizing that not able to pour into everything. And you may recall that last fall, we were fortunate enough to have C.G. Townsend on our podcast, and she was talking about being balanced and not just being busy. And she gave an analogy, and I can't remember if it was on the podcast or not, about life having four fires like on a stove. And we just decided to turn down the Corporate Homie ire to a little bit of a simmer because there were other things in our lives that were on high. And one of the things that was on high for both of us, and I'll go first, well, I'll let you go first, is we got new jobs. So one of the things that was on high was new opportunities. So B. Mitra, tell us about the new opportunity.
Oh man, I am beyond thrilled to share with the homies that I have recently been named the president and CEO of the Tampa Bay Partnership.
And say so, what? A CEO.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
It's still very surreal. Won't he do it? Yeah. So mind blowing, but really excited. It was a very long process. They did a national search, and just to share a little bit of how the opportunity came about, for I think it's very applicable to everything that we talk about on this podcast and everything that we embody as homies ourselves, because you know we are also homies, is you know
right.
This is really a function of a number of community relationships that I have. So the current CEO announced his retirement in March, and I had a number of people in the community reach out to me who do not talk to one another that said, hey, I think this is something you'd be good at. When the first person, you know, shares, you kind of laugh to yourself like, sure, like you think really highly of me and my skill set. But when the second or third person shares, you're like, wait a minute, maybe perhaps this has some legs to it. And then what really put it over the top for me is a good friend of mine, shout out to Burnell Hall if he's listening. What's up, homie? Burnell and I have known each other over 20 years. We literally met as early 20s, not even mid-20s, early 20s at a Mecklenburg Young Democrat event in Charlotte, North Carolina, and have just remained friends. He now is a CEO of an EDC organization in Newark, New Jersey. The recruiting firm reached out to him about the job. Are you interested the job? Do you want to come lead CEOs in Tampa Bay? And he said, no, but I know who should be doing it. You should call my girl, Bimitra. And things kind of took off from there. And the recruiting firm reached out to me. And then I went through about a almost three and a half month recruiting process, because they were doing a nationwide search that culminated with me being named president and CEO a couple of weeks ago. So I just want to say that we practice what we preach, this cultivating relationships, staying in touch with people, treating it works. And the thing about relationships is you never know when they're going to manifest themselves. You could have never told me that
you
works if you work. You could have never told me 20 years ago that Burnell Hall would be offered some role that he is not interested in, and that he would call my name, and that from somebody I met at a Young Democrat event that I remain friends with, sharing our ideas and thoughts would manifest in that way.
So you and Burnell met, what was that,
2000, the year 2000.
No.
At the latest,
right?
It was 2001, because we went to business school in 2002. And finished business school in 2004. So it was at the earliest 2000, at the latest 2001. I mean, it's literally been 20 years.
Wow. Which is, you know, like you said, just a reminder, and that you pour into relationships because you find them fruitful, because you find them enjoyable. Because
and you share interests.
Right, but it's not... Because I do feel like sometimes when we're talking about these things, people think like, oh, I need to get me a relationship that I think in 20 years is going to be offensive.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
And it doesn't quite work that way. And if you're doing that, I just want to remind you that's still transactional.
That's still transactional. That's not a relationship. And people can feel that. It's nothing like the disingenuous, what I call predatory, congratulatory. I'm getting a lot of that right now, you know. Hey, we should go to lunch.
We haven't been to lunch in 2.5 years. Well, right. That's not fair, because everybody's been in a pandemic and they might not have been to lunch. But I know exactly what you're saying. That time frame I just used wasn't fair. But
sure.
I know, yes. But yes, just a reminder of that. And just, wow. I mean, that's just, I mean, I knew Burnell was a part of it, but I hadn't really thought of it in terms of the timeline.
And as always, shout out to God, because I think He puts people in your
in
your life. And then you connect with them for a reason, and you may not always know what that reason is. And then one day, boom, it shows up and shines a big light in it. And then you're like, and as you said, like I don't think it's ironic that Burnell and I were both bankers who end up in this economic public partnership space. And I think it's because we have the type of personalities that ultimately led us here. Right. And that we're so anyway, I just found that.
Come on up and say my steps are ordered is what I hear you saying.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, ordered.
We're
yeah.
not gonna preach today though. Just
that's
testify
right.
a bit. And okay, so that's me. That's Bimitra. Bimitra, you've got some news of your own. What's been going on with you?
Well, I don't have anything as big time as a CEO.
Oh, that's not
but,
true.
But yes, I
big time is all relative.
Right. It's levels to this. There's the Bemetra level, and then there's the Demetra level. But
they're the same level. Don't listen to that.
No, they are not. No, they are not. But I am likewise happy, glad, and excited that I too recently made a career move, which unlike Bemetra, I have not made as many money moves. So when I tend to change jobs, it tends to be a very, I don't want to say overwhelming because it was not overwhelming in the least. A very big decision though, because I had been at my last firm for 14 years.
And the previous firm for what, a decade before that?
No, seven.
Seven,
for
okay.
Seven. So I keep joking.
So you change firms like I keep cars.
So I say, well, I keep saying that I was at every firm and then I doubled the time at the next firm. So I will need to be at this firm,
yeah, this 28 firm for 28 years.
I'm not going to be able to leave for 28 years, but I've recently changed jobs and changed firms and on July 1st, and it's going swimmingly well, which for all the lawyers listening know that it's hard. Not hard, but it can be, you know, scary and challenging to leave an environment and go somewhere else. And you're always wondering about your transition and if your clients are going to transition and all those things. And I've just been very blessed to have this transition go so well. Super excited about, you know, the new firm and the team I'm leading and all that good stuff. And can't wait to see what God has in store for my career. So,
so the message is, even though you've been somewhere where you're doing well and you're feeling comfortable, you still need to, when it makes sense, take the phone call, listen to the offers, see what's out there. And then it's almost like if you're not uncomfortable to make a move, that's not the right move, right? Because it should scare you a little bit, right? But at the same time, you can't be so afraid that you don't make a move at all.
That's right. Part of I think how I got this opportunity is when they call me, they said, you know, are you happy at your firm, or are you, and it wasn't a headhunter or anything, it was kind of direct, or are you willing to have a conversation? And I answered with, I'm happy at my firm and I'm willing to have a conversation. And so I do think
they're not mutually exclusive.
Mm-hmm, that's right. I was about to say, it doesn't have to be one or the other. And I do think that when you've been a place a long time, you really do have to. And I got this advice from Tom Forestier, a partner at my old firm, two old firms ago now, a long time ago, that sometimes you make the decision to pick where you work again. So
I love that.
Get out in the market, you see
or
what's going on.
Or as we say in sports, a restricted free agent.
Free agent.
Versus an unrestricted free agent.
Test the market. Let the market tell you if you are getting what you're worth, if you're getting the kind of work you want to do. And then it's also okay to get out in the market, check it all out, and decide to, to decide to stay. And
I do think it's worth you sharing with the homies that this was not a decision that was solely based on money.
No, not at all. Although that's always a good part of it, but no, I was really excited about the opportunity I'm going to get to lead a team and really stretch my legs as a leader. And that was super exciting to me. I did not have those kind of opportunities at my old firm. And so just the idea to be able to do something different. And when you've been practicing for over 20 years, even the idea that someone could offer you something that could make you, you know, think about your career in a different way was exciting in and of itself. So that's what we've been up to. We definitely want to give you a little bit of preview of some of the episodes we're working on, so you guys will kind of know what's coming. Obviously, you may have even heard a little bit. We're going to do an episode about relationships and how to be more relational and not transactional. We're going to do one. I know, Bemetra, you want to talk about one we're going to do that's your favorite.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do one about quiet power and talk about how our power doesn't need to be loud and advertised and on display, but can be equally effective.
Right. That kind of power behind the scenes. We also have an episode coming up about self-care or sabbaticals. We're going to have a guest on, or more than one guest. I don't think we've had both confirmed yet, but we're going to have a guest on to talk about taking a sabbatical, what you do when you're on a sabbatical, and then how you sort of re-enter. How you broach a conversation. Or make a decision mm-hmm. about it, and then how you kind of re-enter life afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we're going to do one about what's near and dear to us based on what we just shared in our update about knowing your worth and recruiting and negotiating and what to ask for, what not to ask for, how to ask for it. We're going to do that, and we're going to feature an executive recruiter during that session. So that's going to be a great one for the homies to listen in on.
And this is one that's near and dear to both of our hearts. We're going to do one on sibling success. So one of the things that we have been getting a lot of questions about is, you know, our jobs and what does your brother do and how does he do his job? And so drum roll, DeMarc Liggins is going to be on the podcast.
Yeah,
and he's coming up
in the building.
And he hasn't been on the podcast, so that should be super fun. That should be a super fun one. And then finally, our last episode is going to be on feedback. We've gotten a lot of questions about you know, review season is coming up, and how do I start getting feedback in preparation for that, the types of feedback that there is to get, and all those kind of things. So we have quite a few episodes.
We've been gone, but we're coming out hard.
Coming out hard.
We're gonna come out strong.
I
always have to work in a Memphis reference, right? So we're coming out hard by MJG and A.
No, I know. I was saying, you see the next day, we're coming out hard. Yeah. So thanks, homies. Thanks for sticking in there with us. And we look forward to hustling with you again soon.
And as always, please, like us on all podcasts. Ratings are the currency. We'd love to hear what you guys have been up to. So as you listen to the episode, please shoot us a DM or drop a comment and tell us what you guys have been up to since we've been on this hiatus.
That's right. Till next time.
Hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.